Can we reread the...
I will. So I'm going to recess the regular session again, and we're going to reconvene the executive session to consider preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.260(4)(d) and ORS 192.685 sub 1, and possible own motion preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.260 sub 2 sub d. So we're back in the executive session. And I think we have other people that want to be phoned in.
Yes, number 93, 94.
108.
What about 107 and 96?
Yes, those two. Yeah.
And 121.
Yeah. 120, oh, yeah.
Oh, that has to be an open session, so we need a note here if that happens to be. Okay.
So we should probably take one.
Well, somebody made a note here. 121 has to be an open session.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Motion preliminary review.
Oh, I'm sorry.
121?
Okay.
That's an own motion.
Yeah.
Okay, so that has to be in the executive session.
I think maybe we were talking about the Harrell. Maybe that's
what. We just have to
split them.
Okay, so...
93 first.
Yep, let's take in by the numbers, number 93 first. And who, let's see, 93, that would be the matter of Jessica Mehta.
So if we want to complete this one, Chair, then your lunches are available. So we could take a break and
okay,
after the break.
Let's do this one, then we'll take a break. Does anyone object to doing a working lunch?
No.
Okay.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. This is the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. You're on speakerphone.
Thank you.
Hello, Ms. Mehta. My name is Richard Burke. I'm the board chair, at least for today. And I want to welcome you and thank you for taking this call. We're going to be considering the complaint against you as to whether or not to go to a full investigation. This is not to determine whether or not you've actually violated a commission law. Now, the staff recommendation is that the complaint be dismissed, but the way we're going to handle this is there will be a staff report. Commissioners may ask staff questions. Then if you wish to say anything, you may do so. Commissioners may ask you questions, and then commissioners will discuss the matter and issue some sort of a motion. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, very well. So let's proceed to staff report.
Chair Burke, commissioners, item 93 is preliminary review report in a case involving Jessica Mehta, who is a city councilor in Hood River. On January 28th, the city council was considering an appeal of a planning commission decision involving a building occupied by Ferment Brewing. The appeal involves what areas count toward commercial accessory use space limits. Ferment and Slopeswell Cider, which is a company owned by Ms. Mehta's husband, have a business relationship where Ferment has some of Slopeswell's cider on tap and vice versa. And Ferment also leases space from Slopeswell to make or store kombucha. Because of that business relationship, prior to the city council meeting, Councilor Mehta sought advice from the city attorney on conflicts of interest, and based on his advice, during the meeting, she disclosed a potential conflict of interest and then continued to participate in the discussion and the vote. It does not appear in this case that the council's decision would have had any direct or certain financial effects on the Mehta's or Slopeswell Cider. Therefore, Councilor Mehta did not appear to have an actual conflict of interest requiring refusal. Her disclosure of her potential conflict satisfied her obligations under 244.120. We therefore recommend dismissal.
Okay. Any questions for staff? I see none. So, Ms. Mehta, would you like to say anything?
Just to say I appreciated the staff's report. I thought it was very thorough and laid things out clearly. I didn't have anything else to ask.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now we'll go to board discussion. Commissioner Keene.
I move to adopt staff recommendation.
Okay. Commissioner Keene moved to adopt staff recommendation to dismiss the charges. Unless there's more discussion, we'll go to a roll call vote.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sugar?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Burke?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, Ms. Mehta, the complaint has been dismissed, and I want to thank you very much for your time and wish you a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
We will go for a 5-minute recess while we get our lunch, and then we will get back to work. I'm sure Commissioner Mason will join us in a moment. So I'll reconvene us into executive session. I think that I don't think we need to read it again.
You do.
Okay.
You have to do it a long time.
We have to do it a long time. Okay.
You haven't memorized yet?
I haven't memorized it yet. Okay, so we are coming back into executive session. Why? To consider preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.260 sub 4 sub D and ORS 192.685 sub 1 and possible own motion preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.260 sub 2 sub D. What's that? So now we're into executive session. I don't think anybody is here besides OGEC people.
I'm sure talk to you about that.
Yeah. So,
training.
Item number, okay, yeah. 94.
I think the next item on the agenda is item number
93.
94. Oh, we just did number 93. So number 94 is the case of Frankie Petrick.
I'm calling his attorney.
Her attorney wanted to...
Her attorney.
Mm-hmm. Appear telephonically.
Okay. Hello? Hi, Mr. Lawler. This is the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, and you're on speakerphone.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Great, thank you.
Very well, thank you for being available, Mr. Lawler. My name is Richard Burke. I'm the board chair. Now, is your client going to be joining us today, or are you representing our client, your client?
I am representing her, and so I'll be the only one on the phone today.
Okay, very good. Well, Mr. Lawler?
Yep,
okay,
that's correct.
Mr. Lawler, as I'm sure you probably know, this is not to determine whether or not Ms. Petrick has violated ethics laws or not. This is a decision as to whether or not to proceed to a full investigation. The procedure will be that we will have a staff report. Commissioners may ask staff questions. Then you may say whatever you'd like to say, and commissioners may ask you questions, and then the board will discuss and possibly act on a motion. Do you have any questions?
That sounds good to me. Thank
okay.
you.
Very good. All right, Mr. Lawler, we will then proceed with the staff report.
All right.
Chair Burke, commissioners, item 94 on page 461 of your meeting book is a preliminary review report for Frankie Petrick. Ms. Petrick is the volunteer fire chief and the district administrator for the Ahotsk Rural Fire Protection District. The complaint in this matter alleged that Ms. Petrick engaged in a prohibited use of office by accepting the gift of a tractor as a kickback for working on the fire district's land deal, and by using fire district personnel and equipment for personal purposes, such as to help move cattle at her farm. Ms. Petrick, through her attorney, denied any ownership of the tractor in question and asserted that the fire district's assistance with the cattle is something offered to all Yahoo citizens. After the preliminary review was opened, we received a copy of a text message conversation between Martina Olson and an unknown person. In this conversation, Ms. Olson appears to confirm that her husband, Steve Hamilton, who is Ms. Petrick's ex-husband, bought the tractor for Ms. Petrick as a thank you for working on the land deal. The land deal in question was the fire district purchasing land from Steve Hamilton. Should the commission move this matter to investigation, we would seek to confirm the purchase, ownership, and use of the tractor, and whether Ms. Petrick's receipt or use of the tractor was a kickback for the land deal, as well as whether she used fire district personnel and equipment for personal use. We recommend that the commission open an investigation in this matter.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for staff on this? Okay. Seeing none, Mr. Lawler, if you'd like to speak, now is the time.
All right, well, thank you for the opportunity. You guys have a lot of meetings, so I'm not going to take too much of your time. I just want to provide a little bit of context and information with regard to the review and the issue at hand. So Yahas is a small community. It's very closely knit. It's the type of place where everyone knows everyone. It's also very agriculturally focused. And the community in general just has kind of a long-standing tradition of helping each other out, sharing, and a very strong neighborly feel. With regard to the tractor, this is an example of neighbors sharing, and the tractor was purchased before the land deal even happened. And Ms. Petrick had used the tractor before that happened. So we don't believe it's related to the land deal. It's just a bunch of neighbors sharing the tractor. Kind of in line with that, the improper use of office and the potential use of equipment to block the road for cattle and use of equipment and time to move furniture from a flooded house. This kind of goes in line with what the fire district has been doing for a long time in this community, which is responding to a really wide range of things that happen. Cattle on the road is something that happens all the time in the Yahas area, lots of agriculture, and it constitutes a real safety and traffic problem. And it's something that the Yahas Fire District has been responding to for years. We attached two statements from seasoned firefighters from the district stating that they've responded to calls to that all the time. It's a service that's available to everyone within the district. That's just kind of our view of the issues and the context with which they happen. Are there any questions we're seeing or anything else you'd like to hear about?
Okay, Commissioner Sosa has a question.
Yes, Mr. Lola, I do have a question. What's your explanation for the text message?
So the text message, I haven't spoken to Martina Olson, but I honestly am not sure what it's referring to because the tractor was bought before the land deal. So I think it could have been speculating about. This is interesting. There's Frankie's ex-husband. But I just don't see anything that actually, ties it to showing that the use of the tractor has anything to do with the land deal. If the tractor was purchased before the land deal, and if Frankie had used the tractor before that.
Yeah, and that was the part that I couldn't understand. I was hoping you might have some insight for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't add to that, but we can try and get that information from Martina Olson in the future.
Okay. Are there other questions? Our legal counsel would like to say something?
I just want to follow up on Commissioner Sosa's question. When you say that the tractor was purchased before the land deal, do you mean before it was closed? Because she says for working on it in the text message. So do you know the timing at all on when you say it was before the land deal? Do you just mean before the land deal was closed or before it was even contemplated?
Yes, that's a good question. So the tractor was purchased before the land deal was even contemplated in 2009. And so we have a statement from one of the neighbors who's been sharing the tractor with Frankie and the neighboring area. And he states that the tractor, Martina Olson purchased the tractor from Houston in 2009. It would be before the land deal was contemplated.
Okay. Other further questions for Mr. Lawler? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lawler. At this point, we'll go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. At this point, we will go to board discussion and possible motion. Commissioner Sosa.
Yeah, this is a follow-up to my question, Mr. Lawler. I'm interested to know the nature of the text and why was it sent, because it seems to be contrary to all the other facts that we have here. So I that reason, I would support staff moving forward, doing an investigation in this, and trying to contact Ms. Olson to figure out what it is that she meant.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? Entertain a motion.
So moved that we adopt a staff recommendation, move forward with investigation.
Okay, it's been so moved by Commissioner Sosa. Let's have a roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner King?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sugar?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Chair Burke?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lawler. I'm sure that the OGEC staff will be in touch with you and your client very soon.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and the opportunity. And I hope you all have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend. Okay. That's item number 3. Next, item number 94.
That was 94.
That was 94?
That was 94.
I can't count. I can't tell you. All right. 94 is finished. Yeah, 93 was...
96
is next, the case of Kirk Ranzetta.
John, I'm just going to move you to the back.
I'll just give him the list. Hello, Mr. Ranzetta. This is the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. You're on speakerphone.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Ranzetta. This is Richard Burke. I'm the board chair, and I want to thank you for being available for this discussion. I want to make very clear that the proceedings that are taking place now are not to determine whether or not you have actually violated any ethics laws. We're just determining whether or not further investigation is warranted based on the 30-day preliminary review. So the way we're going to proceed with this is there will be a staff report. Commissioners will have the chance to ask staff questions. Then if you wish, you may say whatever you'd like. Commissioners may ask you questions. And then the board will discuss it among themselves and then possibly take action on some motion. Is that clear to you, sir?
That is clear. Thank you.
Okay, very well. All right, so we'll proceed with staff report.
Chair Burke, Commissioners. Kirk Ranzetta was the chair of the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission when the relevant events occurred. Mr. Ranzetta filed this complaint against himself to rebut the public legislative testimony provided by a citizen in this latest legislative session, which described him by name as having a conflict of interest as a public official. So information available during preliminary review showed that Mr. Ranzetta was met with an actual conflict of interest due to the fact that his employer, a publicly traded consulting firm, was hired by the East Moreland Neighborhood Association to prepare a nomination of the district to the National Register of Historic Places. And Mr. Ranzetta was the technical lead on that project. Part of this nomination process is to go through a hearing before the Portland Historic Landmark Commission to obtain review and support of the nomination. Mr. Ranzetta did not participate in the part of the February 7, 2017 meeting at which the nomination was considered. A colleague of his presented the work. Mr. Ranzetta left the meeting when that agenda item came up. However, there was no evidence in the audio file that he announced the nature of his conflict prior to leaving the meeting. However, after the preliminary report was finished, Mr. Ranzetta provided me with, supplied to the commissioners here, agenda item number 96, which is a copy of the written meeting minutes for that meeting, where it says under commission declarations that Chair Ranzetta has a conflict. So that would, if that's accurate, that I mean, I have no doubt that this is a meeting note, so that would change my original recommendation to move to investigation because I didn't have this latest information. Mr. Ranzetta also asked me to, or alerted me to the fact that I had characterized the action taken by the
Landmarks Commission as approval of the nomination when the Landmarks Commission, he says, has no such authority. They only provide advisory comments. So I wanted to add that to. I guess the recommendation is to dismiss at this point.
Okay. Are there any questions for staff? Okay, I see none. So, Mr. Ranzetta, is there anything you would like to say?
No, I think that that's a good summary of what occurred. I tried to do my best to remove myself from the meeting so that I wouldn't be either making a presentation for the board or sitting on the board during their consideration and ability to comment. So I think that's about the crux of it.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Ranzetta? Okay, seeing none, we'll go into board discussion and possible motion. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I move that we adopt staff's revised recommendation to dismiss.
Okay, so moved by Commissioner Sosa. No discussion? So we'll go to a roll call vote. I was going to just remind everybody that an aye vote is a motion to dismiss.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sugar?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Chair Burke?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, Mr. Ranzetta, the complaint against you has been dismissed. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
All right, I really appreciate it, and thank you again.
Okay. Okay, so the next item, I believe, is number 107.
No, 98.
I don't have 98 on the list of...
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean for people on the phone.
For people, I'm trying to do with people on the phone so they can get on with their weekend.
Great.
Okay. So,
you want 107 now?
The next one's 107, yes.
And then...
And 121.
They're getting their cases dismissed. Don't want to be on the phone.
Yeah. 108.
They seem to want to talk about
it. Yeah, 121.
You have to wait on 121.
Okay.
So after you do 107.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Conditional.
So 667 right now?
Yep.
But we can do it right after 107.
Yes.
What are we doing?
107. Sorry about
that. Commissioner Pash.
Mr. Pash, you're on speakerphone with the Oregon Government Ethics Commission.
Hi, good morning. Or afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, it's morning and afternoon somewhere in the world, so it all works. My name is Richard.
What did Jimmy Buffett say? It's 5 o'clock somewhere?
That's right. I'm about ready for that. But Commissioner Pash, I'd like to thank you for being available today. My name is Richard Burke. I'm chair of the board, and... I want to just, before we begin, let you know what's happening here. We are not deciding whether or not you've violated the ethics law. We're deciding whether or not to proceed with an investigation. The staff recommendation is that we dismiss the complaint, but what we'll do is we'll have staff give a report. Commissioners may ask staff questions. Then if you'd like to say anything, you may do so. Commissioners may ask you questions, and then we'll proceed to some sort of action. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner, so we'll proceed with the staff report.
Chair Burke, Commissioners, a complaint alleged that Commissioner Pash was using the Curry County website to promote his own private business in violation of ethics laws. Information indicates that each Curry County Commissioner has their own dedicated web page on the county's website, and Mr. Pash's includes a link to a nonprofit organization he founded with his spouse several years ago, and it's operated on their property. Because this is a nonprofit entity and Mr. Pash and his wife were unpaid members of the board of directors, this nonprofit is not included in the definition of a business with which he's associated for purposes of the application of the conflict of interest and prohibited use of office statutes in our jurisdiction. Thus, it appears from the information available that Commissioner Pash's inclusion of this link to a charity on his county webpage is not a violation of Oregon government ethics law because there's no financial benefit to him or a relative, and the charity is not a business with which he's associated. So the recommendation is to dismiss the complaint.
Okay. Are there any questions for our investigator? See none? So, Commissioner Pash, if you'd like to say anything, you may do so.
No, sir. I think I'm fine with what was read, and I agree with everything that was read.
Okay. I do have one question. What does your nonprofit do, just out of curiosity?
We're a Christian foundation. We take kids in that have had horrible starts to their lives. Their parents are either in jail or on drug charges. Mm. Some of them are living with grandparents, and they're kind of overwhelming their grandparents. And we have a full working 500-acre ranch. We have horses, a full working metal shop, wood shop for vocational. We have horticulture. My wife teaches horse class on how to care for animals, you know, riding classes, dressage, all that kind of stuff. So we basically have two school buses a week that get off at our ranch full of kids.
Very good. Very good. I know that was a little off the track, but thank you. That's good information, and thank you for the good work you do. We'll go to board discussion. Is there a motion?
I move that we adopt staff recommendation to dismiss the complaint.
Commissioner Sosa moves that we dismiss the complaint. Without additional discussion, we'll go to roll call vote.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sugar?
Aye.
Chair Burke?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. We're going to go to 121. So the complaint is dismissed. We can now go to item number 121.